Eddie, disappointing night. Where do you start in pulling that performance to pieces?
Well, I think first of all, I have to apologise to the supporters. I really do. I think feel passionately that we've let them down tonight. I haven't said that. I can't recall saying that in my second time here. But we didn't do the things required to justify them paying the money to come and support us and the time that it takes. And I feel very, very sorry for that and do everything in my power to put that right.
Why do you feel that you couldn't put that into place on the pitch tonight?
Well, that's something we're going to have to reflect on and look at, but the fundamentals weren't there for a good performance. I don't think we worked hard enough. I don't think our technical level was very low. And it's unlike us. We've made changes tonight. I'll have to look at that and analyse whether that's the right thing to do in the future, because I'm trying to give people and players an opportunity to stake their claim for first team spots. And it didn't look like that in the performances. And ultimately, as manager, I have to take responsibility. I'm not shirking any blame here. The blame falls on me.
We know you're not really a riot act type manager. Were there a few words at halftime?
Yeah, a few words at halftime, a few words at the end of the game. You know, it's everyone's reputation's at stake. And what you can't do is let people point fingers at you and say that you haven't given your very best. And it looked, we just weren't right from the minute the game kicked off and we got punished.
When you went 2-1 up and there's only a few minutes left, did you think you were going to get away with it, that sort of performance?
Yeah, it would have been getting away with it. It would have been a good turnaround, because second half we were a lot better than we were first half. The players did a lot better in that period, but we couldn't hold on, and in the end I think they deserved to win.
Preston obviously came off the back of a hiding at the weekend. You did as well, but they seemed to show the better reaction, I guess, although two different sets of players.
Two different sets of players, but we're one club and the performances need to echo consistency. You need to see the right things done week in, week out, regardless who the players are. The principles and the work is done. So that's what you get, and we didn't get that today. And
presumably you're looking at the players you've given minutes to tonight to give you headaches for the Premier League. You wouldn't have too many headaches after that, would you?
No, I don't think I'd, Dan Gosling apart, I don't think I'd have a selection issue. I thought Dan showed everything that we want. He kept going for the whole time. A few of the lads tired in extra time. That's disappointing to see. He kept going and led by example. And But there was one or two bright spots from the other players, but in the main, I can't shell out praise where it's not warranted.
And of course, you very much don't see this competition as a hindrance. It does give you the chance to give players minutes, and obviously that avenue is now closed.
We wanted to win, and we've shown that, I think, in previous years where we've gone on good runs. This is not an attempt for me to do anything other than try and get through to the next round while giving other players in the squad an opportunity to impress and play. I think they're good players. I've recruited, I think, nearly all of them. So I believe in them, but that didn't show.
What will a goal do for Lewis Grabban, maybe, and the impact he had for the second goal potentially as well tonight?
Yeah, that's his job. That's what he's here to do. As I said, I was impressed with how we started the second half, and if we'd continued that through, we'd have won the game, but we went a bit negative at 2-1 up and conceded.
Other sort of, I guess, issues tonight. Tyrone Mings back on the field as well. 105 minutes is a pretty tall order on a comeback as well for him, but good to see him back out there.
Good to see him back out there. Most important thing for Tyrone, I've said it, is that he stays fit and keeps getting stronger. So it's a positive step for him.
In terms of going forward now as well, obviously this is about as sort of animated, angry as I've seen you in quite a while now. This is a performance that's clearly hurt pretty deep.
Well, I think if it doesn't, then there's problems. And I represent the club and its supporters, and we haven't done our jobs today.
And were you pleasantly surprised with how many people were here, albeit not to see a win, but there was a lot of people here tonight?
Absolutely, and you know, they pay the money and the time, and that can't be underestimated wherever you're playing, home or away. And it's our jobs to entertain and leave those people going home. You know, if you don't win the game, at least no one can turn around and say you didn't give your best. And that is something that really hurts if it's labelled at us.
Finally, how big a job now have you got to sort of turn the frame of mind round for Everton on Saturday?
I don't think it's the frame of mind. I think it's, you know, the standards we set every day need to be hit, and that's the least we owe, you know, our loyal supporters.